Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Today is a special day worth living.
Bishop Haralambos is a Greek Orthodox bishop whose ordination name translates from the Greek to be Happy Light. Bishop Hara, or Happy, will welcome us each morning with an uplifting message of exhortation, bringing us together for wisdom, knowledge, Bible prophecy, and current events, reviewing past prophecies aired on the radio years ago in a Nostradamus fashion. The program will contain miracles, newspaper quotes, and Holy Scripture readings relating to the end times.
Come receive the light in God's Kapheneum. This is Bishop Haralambos. From now on, you can just call me Bishop Hara, and our program will be coming to you each Sunday morning, 8:30 to 9, especially to you live-ins and all you God-blessed people, the beloved of the Lord. Today, this morning, Sunday, God bless you, we're going to talk about healing. Sickness. You know, there's sickness to the soul and there's sickness to our bodies, but we're all very, very conscious, all of us, about our bodies. And we ask the Lord and we beg the Lord and we seek the Lord's healing. Let me read some scripture out of Corinthians that supports all this and why we should be a part of it in the body of Christ, especially those with the gifts of healing. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body. Of course, it speaks of the body of Christ, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps of government, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers? Have all the gifts of healing? Do we speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, yet show unto you a more excellent way, and that is the charitable way in love for one another. That's why we wish and have a healing ministry. And that's why St. Michael Orthodox Church, of which I am an archbishop involved with, and the St. Michael Academy, we look to do exactly that, having the gifts of healing and of prophecy. In the same quarters, the possessions of a chief man in the island whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. This is St. Paul speaking. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which came had diseases in the island came and were healed. That's an excellent, excellent reference in Holy Scripture about Publius in Acts 28. Let me move on. There was a man that had palsy, and this is in the Gospel of Luke. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. You see, they brought this to our Lord Jesus Christ. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could find not by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst of Jesus. And when he saw their faith and said unto them, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. The Lord knew that faith was a necessary ingredient to being healed. Let me read out of Mark. And one of the multitude had answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I speak to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, How long shall I be with you, and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago that this came unto this man? And he said and answered, of a child. And oft times he cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Thou deaf and dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Jesus also in this lesson points out the importance of faith. Faith in the body triggers. It triggers the heart, the soul. It releases even God-given elements that we don't even understand, that modern medicine tries to aid and help. But the human body has healing, and faith in God's supernatural presence by the Holy Spirit can trigger a perfect healing. Let me read from Mark about an unclean spirit that the Lord handled. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And the man answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. My favorite passage is in Matthew. And since we're talking about healing, and I know many of you out there are in need of a healing, you don't know which way to go. It could be psychological. It could actually be a physical disease that's attacking you. God will answer. He answered, for instance, in the lunatic who was sore vexed in Matthew. Lord, have mercy on my son, said the father of the lunatic. He is sore vexed, and for oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither unto me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The child was cured from that very hour. Then came Jesus from the disciples, and Jesus came apart and said, why could not we cast him out? They were asking the Lord, why couldn't they do the healing? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Let me repeat that. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by much prayer and fasting. The grain of mustard seed knows that when it's planted, as small as it is, that it will grow into a very, very large tree. The grain of a mustard seed. You see, the mustard seed knows what it can do, and all it has to do is be planted. And that we have also with ourselves, yet we lack unbelief in believing that God can still heal us in a miraculous way. Later on in the program, we're going to hear directly. I'm going to call several people and discuss a healing and an actual reality and a happening. And in their own words, let them say it to you. But now we will hear a song that is by my partner and friend, God bless him, of St. Michael Academy of Eschatology. Frank Pasilli will sing The Parable of the Mustard Seed.
years, but you've grown tall. You were tinier than most, but your strength's now how you boast. Who would ever have surmised that you'd hold this wondrous prize of singing birds amidst the trees, swaying gently with the breeze, born humbly on that special day, while angels smile and pray. With God's power in his shown in the
survived apparently as a witness of his power as we approach God's final hour. So be lovers of the truth.
It's important that I tell you St. Michael Academy of Eschatology is sponsoring this program. It is a Bible seminary, an Orthodox Bible seminary, and it's under the State of Florida Board of Education and of Colleges. Profoundly, it's right in our midst for you to learn. Please, you can write St. Michael Academy to enter into anywhere from the associate program to the doctorate program, all approved by the state of Florida in its curriculum. 7007, Post Office Box 7007, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33405. I also want to have a feedback from my beautiful listeners. You can reach me, your Bishop Harold Ambos, or Bishop Harry, or Bishop Happy, at msn.com, Archangel Michael, low caps, Archangel Michael, ARCHMICHAEL, one word, at msn.com. I'm waiting to hear from you for any subject matter in theology or philosophy that we can speak about on this program. It's important I let you also know that my qualifications are a PhD in both theology and philosophy. God bless you.
A very important healing happened, and I was a part of it, and the Lord blessed me. I'm going to call Mickey Regula. He's a local resident here in Vero Beach. We met at Bobby's restaurant on the beach, and we will be calling him, and I have his number here. We'll call him direct, so you can hear what he has to say about a miraculous healing.
Hello?
Yes, Mickey, my good friend. This is Bishop Harold Ambos, known to you as Father Bob.
Father Bob, how are you?
How are you doing? Are you still healthy and healed by the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Mickey, I appreciate for you to speak to us and let us know a little bit about how you received your healing and how you felt about it, your spirit, your soul. So first of all, explain, you thought the doctors had cancer, melanoma on the back, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then we met at Bobby's restaurant and cocktail lounge, and very, very casually, you were a little shocked when a priest was sitting next to you, correct?
Yeah, I didn't know who it was, but it turned out that Father Bob, a nice burly gentleman with ponytail, was a good Orthodox priest, and kind of we bonded together because my heritage is Serbian Orthodox, so it was very nice to kind of sit and chat for a while. And then I did relate to Father Bob that I had this problem on my back, and I had gone through a examination, and it was a melanoma, which is cancer. And it's a tough thing when you get hit with something like that. And right there at the bar, Father Bob grabbed me by the hand, put his arm around my shoulder, and with people even standing around, he started praying for me. Very, 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 very emotional. And I thought it was fantastic. And after he was through with the prayer, he mentioned that he would like to have me go to a shrine. It was out in the Stuart, Florida area. And I said, I would do it. And he said, no, I want you to do it this Sunday, like immediately, which I did. I went Sunday, and I sat there for about a half hour at the shrine and prayed for my family and then for myself, of course. And then I got the results the following week from the doctor. It's fantastic. Everything was clear. I had no signs of cancer, thank God. The melanoma had grown sideways instead of growing deep, which could have been disastrous. And I do owe a lot of it to Father Bob, the prayers, and his direction. And the good Lord was good to me, and I really am thankful. And I look forward to seeing the good Father at Bobby's again.
Well, you know, it's not unheard of for a priest to enjoy an afternoon wine, but it was fortunate for me that the Lord intervened supernaturally and allowed me to meet you, first of all, even to share the fact that we're both Orthodox.
Yeah.
And more importantly, that certainly the Holy Spirit fell upon me to use a prayer of healing, and then, of course, God answered. And I hope this exhorts many people that are listening to this, Mickey.
I hope it does too, Father Bob, because it certainly changed my attitude completely,
well,
really. You know, I'm 78 years old, and I figure it's about time that I had some direction. And there was a time in my life, in my early life, when I used to go to the Orthodox Church with my parents, but it stopped. And, you know, it's an altogether different way of thinking, too, and I appreciate what you've done for me.
Well, I also appreciate that you followed the advice, and instead of going to the high priest and showing the healing, you went to the Blessed Mother, Holy Theotokos Shrine in Jensen Beach, Florida.
Yes.
And it's on Savannah Road, for those that are listening. And you prayed there by the...
Yeah, it's a beautiful little shrine. I was very, very pleased.
It's an outdoor shrine. We have liturgy there literally every Sunday at 10 o'clock for those that want to come and actually receive a healing from Bishop Petrus, who takes care of that department. Well, Mickey, I wish we could go on, but give me some advice on how the priesthood can help others.
Well, I think, you know, Father Bob, the way you gave me the message was, you know, it had to be communicated almost directly. I don't think you can do any form of advertising or anything, but people have just got to come to the point of realizing that somewhere in their life, the good Lord is going to take hold. And meeting people like yourself and everything, it's the way I became a believer, really.
Well, I'm just a servant and following instructions, and more importantly...
Yeah, it was a casual acquaintance, you know, and it was a casual meeting, I should say.
Well,
And what came out of it was unbelievable for me, son.
Well, you know, the Lord was accused of being a wine bibber, so I don't feel bad that I was at Bobby's having a glass of wine.
Well, I hope not. I didn't see anything wrong with it. I think it was wonderful.
Anyway.
I'm glad you were there.
Thank you, Mickey, and God bless you. And
all right, Father Bob, thank you very much, too. And for the people out there, believe in the good Father Bob. He's been great with me.
Well, believe in the Lord.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you very much.
My second call will be directly this Sunday to Bishop Petrus, who is in the Jensen Beach area with a healing ministry at the Holy Theotokos, the Virgin Mary Shrine.
Hello.
Bishop Petrus, my good brother in Christ.
Yes. Yes, Bishop. Happy Bishop Hera.
That's thank you. Thank you for... Bishop, tell us a little bit about the Holy Theotokos Shrine in Jensen Beach, and give us a little rundown on what happens there.
Well, it's a beautiful location. It's located on North Savannah Road. 3640 is the address, and it's just about a quarter mile north of Jensen Beach Boulevard. It's placed in a beautiful setting. It's around, I was just amazed, of all the multi-million dollar homes that are staged around it. But it's a very beautiful setting. The cemetery has quite a history going back to even Civil War times. And our area of the cemetery has a beautiful shrine that we use for healing. It's open to the community to come there and to pray and to receive a healing from the Lord Jesus Christ. The actual shrine itself is a replica of an existing shrine in Constantinople. About the 5th century, a spring was found in that area, and it was called the Life-Giving Spring, and we have duplicated that here in Jensen Beach. For the faithful to come, those who are weary and need healing, to come to this location and to receive that by faith.
You also give them holy water, don't you? There's actual water you bless?
Yes, the waters, in fact, are blessed at Epiphany, one of our Orthodox feast days, and the waters are maintained there 24/7. It's a constant vigil. They're blessed and sanctified. In fact, clergy don't even have to be there. People can come in at their own leisure and stop by and pray and taste of the waters.
You mentioned that this is a replica of the actual holy icon of the Blessed Mother holding Christ. With the water bursting forth, yes. The living water. Give it a little background history on how some of the enemies of Christ came against this in the Far East.
It was about the 5th century that this, I believe, was discovered in Constantinople, which is now called Istanbul, Turkey. And it was quite a healing center. And then when the Muslims moved into that region, of course, they destroyed it. And then it was rebuilt and destroyed again by the Muslims, and you know, it's just back and forth, but the shrine still prevails today. The living waters still prevail even today.
And certainly is here in the Western Hemisphere, and we don't expect anyone to destroy or touch this. It's guarded by the Archangel Michael, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and he is a very strong angel, and we have all the confidence in his power to protect this holy site.
How can people get a hold of you in case they want to come there another day besides Sunday between 10 and 12 when you have the Holy Liturgy and you actually give communion there, do you not?
Yes, we do have a Divine Liturgy Sundays at 10 o'clock. I also provide the healing services, proclacies, which are intercessions to the Blessed Mother, and even memorial services for those who have departed. And that can be arranged by appointment. My phone number is 561-622-4323.
Repeat that one more time, nice and slow.
Okay, it's area code 561-622-4323.
And I might add that they also can email us if they like, archangelmichael@msn.com. Archangel Michael in low caps, all one word, @msn.com. Thank you, Bishop Petros. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to hearing some wonderful healings that happen at Holy Theotokos Shrine, Jensen Beach, Florida.
And thank you, Archbishop.
The prayer breakfast that many of us attended, over 3,000 Vero Beach annual prayer breakfast. Remember the main speaker there was Jerry Falwell. It's important that we reiterate that most of the prayer went out for the healing of America. How can we have a healing in America if we have without repentance? How can we even understand these last days? St. Michael Academy of Eschatology, eschatologia, meaning the last days, are here. We need to pray for wisdom to our president, who denies that he even knows anything about the apocalypse. Talk show all week long, it's been saying it's really strange that a Bible student like President Bush doesn't even recognize or understand the apocalypse. I suggest that he would call and that St. Michael Academy of Eschatology, and we will be very happy at no cost to put him on a Bible study program about the last days and why it's very important that if we're going to get a healing in America, certainly the leader of our land needs to understand the days that we're in. They're very precarious, and I personally believe that we are already in the apocalypse. And St. Michael Academy specializes in this matter. In Christ Jesus' name, let's pray for wisdom to come to this president who is totally ignorant of the fact that the apocalypse and what it takes up, even the book of Revelation.
Bishop Haralambos is a Greek Orthodox bishop whose ordination name translates from the Greek to be Happy Light. Bishop Hara, or Happy, will welcome us each morning with an uplifting message of exhortation, bringing us together for wisdom, knowledge, Bible prophecy, and current events, reviewing past prophecies aired on the radio years ago in a Nostradamus fashion. The program will contain miracles, newspaper quotes, and Holy Scripture readings relating to the end times.
I want to hear from you. It's important that you email me, archangelmichael@msn.com. Once again, I'll repeat that, archangelmichael@msn.com. Let me hear from you. Suggest things that we can go together over in Scripture and study and pray about. archangelmichael@msn.com. And when you email me and make suggestions of what we should discuss in Scripture or even our theology, we can do this every Sunday, and you will hear the remarks and even repeat whatever your subject matter is on Sundays from 8:30 to 9 every Sunday on this program. 8:30 to 9 every Sunday on WTTB. And this is Bishop Haralambos, Bishop Hara, Bishop Happy, on WTTB 1490 every Sunday, 8:30 to 9. Please email me or even call into the station the suggestion that you would have me speak about, sharing it together. God bless you. This is Bishop Hara saying good day.